Today on the front porch, growing up with a baseball icon.
Except for the times when we would all go out for dinner or something or other like that, we never thought about it. He was Daddy, and we were just like any other family.
This is The Front Porch on NHPR. I'm John Walters. Julia Ruth Stevens grew up with the most famous man in America, Babe Ruth. The Babe married Julia's mother in 1929 when Julia was 12 years old. He legally adopted her, and she's always thought of him as her father. She has many fond memories of the Babe. She says, in spite of the fast-living, pleasure-loving stereotype, the Babe was a very good father who loved to spend time at home with friends and family. Julia Ruth Stevens is a longtime resident of Conway, New Hampshire. I recently visited her at her home, where she shared memories of the Babe on and off the field, her thoughts on the curse of the Bambino, and which team she's rooting for, the Red Sox or the Yankees. I spoke with her in a room full of Babe Ruth memorabilia, pictures, baseballs, even a Babe Ruth pillow on her sofa. I asked her what image comes to mind when she thinks of her father, Babe Ruth.
Oh, like in the mornings when he'd get all dressed and get ready to leave for the stadium, and all of the mother and my sister and I would line up at the door. The elevator came up to just our floor, and he'd stand in the vestibule waiting for the elevator to come up. And we'd all say goodbye to him, give him a kiss, and wish him luck for that day.
So what kind of a father was he?
Strict. He was a very strict father. I had to be in every night. And this was after I was 18, even after I was 21, unless it was a very special occasion, I had to be in by midnight every night, including Saturdays.
Now, that would come as a surprise to most people, because Babe Ruth's own reputation is that he was a rowdy guy. He was out partying and drinking and eating and smoking and all that stuff.
And so he was when he was very young. But after he met my mother, his life changed quite a bit, and after they were married, it changed a great deal. And anything that was done of partying, it was when they did it together, he and mother. So they were a wonderful couple, marvelous parents, and I couldn't have asked for anyone better than him. And to think that he adopted me and gave me his name, every time I think about it, it thrills me.
You were adopted by Babe Ruth in 1929 when you were 12 years old. Kind of an unusual way. Could you tell us about it?
I don't know really what was unusual. He and mother and my sister Dorothy, which he had adopted with his first wife, who had died, we went down to the office of some official, and it was all done very, very quickly. He adopted me and gave me his name, and Dorothy was already Dorothy Ruth, but mother adopted her so that she was her mother. And I don't think we signed any papers, but mother and daddy did, of course. And we were family.
Now, Babe's daughter, Dorothy, had a completely different experience than you did, for whatever reason. She didn't like her father. She felt like she had a bad childhood. Why was it so different for the two of you?
I never knew it. I really did not. She certainly seemed happy enough at home, and how she came to change her mind so, I think it might have been she was quite ill. She became quite ill, and she would have her ups and downs. When she felt good, she could be charming, absolutely wonderful company, but at other times, she was like a different person. I can remember times when we both be at Cooperstown for the Hall of Fame inductions, and we were both there. We came separately because she lived in Connecticut, and I came up from New Hampshire. And she walked right by me in the dining room, looked straight at me, and never said a word, just turned her head and walked on. That was one of her bad times. And I think she must have had a lot of them when she wrote that book, because, believe me, it's nothing like the childhood that we had. We had some wonderful, wonderful times together.
How did the two of you get along, you and Dorothy, when you were growing up?
Quite well. I was older and more sophisticated than she was. She was rather young for her age, and I was 4.5 years older than she was. So we didn't have a great deal in common. But once in a while, we'd go to the movies or something like that. We had a lot more in common, and we got along much better after she grew up and she was married and I was married. Why, age does not seem to matter. Once you get past 21, it's just one of those things. Somebody can be 30 or they can be 25. But it doesn't make any difference. I have friends who are 10 and 15 years younger than I am. At this point in my life, I don't have any friends that are older.
You are a very healthy 87, I believe.
Yes, I am.
Yes. Babe Ruth had a very tough childhood. Did he ever talk about it to you?
Very, very little. Though I do remember one of the things that he said was that while he was there at St. Mary's, there wasn't much in the way of fun, and there wasn't a great deal of food or variety. And once a week on Saturdays, they had 2 hot dogs for meat. And that was the only meat that they had the entire week. Other times it was potatoes and fillers, things. He said he never went to bed hungry, but he never went to bed feeling full.
Maybe that's why he ate too much when he got to be an adult.
I think that that had a great deal to do with it. He just wanted to taste everything that there was and as much of it as he could hold.
Did he ever talk about his parents? I mean, his parents were in Baltimore. He was in a boarding school in Baltimore. They hardly ever brought him home.
No, that's true. And actually, he and his father and mother separated. And I'm not exactly sure just when that happened. And he did have a sister, Mary. And when they separated, everybody called her Mamie. Mamie went with her mother. And Daddy stayed with his father, but he had absolutely no control over him. He ran the streets, was always being brought back by a policeman saying, George has gotten into trouble again, what are you going to do about it? So he solved the problem by taking him over to St. Mary's and saying, here. And I think Daddy was somewhere around 8 years old. I'm not absolutely sure about that. So he really never did talk much about that part of his life. And I think he had a very forgiving nature, because for his father to have done that and then practically never visited him, not even at Christmas or on his birthday or anything like that. But after Daddy went into baseball and started making some money, he bought his father a bar.
I'm John Walters on the front porch with Julia Ruth Stevens. She's the daughter of Babe Ruth, baseball great, and she lives in Conway, New Hampshire. What do you recall of your mother's first marriage and your birth father?
Nothing at all. They were married when she was 16 years old. And after the first week, he spent all of his evenings at the Elks Club. Well, and then, of course, she had me. He was still spending his evenings at the Elks Club. So Mother decided that she had had enough, and she didn't have any money of her own, but she went to one of her husband's uncles, who was very fond of her, and she said, Uncle Joe, Frank's never home, I never see him, and I'm very unhappy, and I want to go to New York. So he gave her $100, and she moved to New York.
Well, it was a big step for her to take,
as
someone in the early 20s.
I mean, she was only in her teens.
Yeah.
And and didn't know the first thing about city life. But she, I guess, being a Southern girl, we were all born in Georgia. And being a Southern girl, well, of course, she had certain standards. And she was really kind of shy, I would say, in those days. And but she did. She got some recommendations. There was a friend of hers who had also moved to New York. And she helped her find an apartment and so forth and so on. And she managed to get a job modeling for Howard Chandler Christie, who was a very, very famous artist. And then my grandfather died, so my grandmother came to live with us. And my two uncles had gone off to war. And when that was all over, they came to New York, and we started our family. We were all living together.
Your mother married Babe Ruth in 1929, but I guess they met several years earlier. How did they meet?
Oh, they met in Washington. By this time, Mother was also in show business, and she was working in a musical, which was trying out in Washington. And the star of the show, he and his wife had taken a great liking to Mother and thought that she needed some protection from all the big bad men. And so they went to Washington for tryout, not to try out, but it was an opening before they went to the big city. And he said, do you like baseball? And Mother said, oh, yes. She said, my father used to do some work for Ty Cobb, and I love baseball. So he said, well, fine, let's go to the game this afternoon. Washington Senators, and I don't know who they were. Oh, they had to be playing the Yankees, of course. So I guess he had box seats, and Daddy came over to say hello to him, and he introduced him to Mother, and I guess, as the saying goes, Daddy had an eye for beautiful girls, and he looked at Mother and said he was glad to meet her and so on. After a few pleasantries, he said, I'm having a few people over tonight. Would you like to come? And she thought about it for a moment, and she said, yes, if I can bring my girlfriend. So he said, fine, bring anybody you want. Well, that was the way they met. And I guess she was kind of shocked by all the drinking and everything that was going on. And she said to Daddy, she said, Mr. Ruth, you drink too much. He was speechless. Nobody had ever said that to him before. I guess with that, he really took a great... He was separated from his first wife. She was in Boston, and he was living in New York. And he asked her if he could call her when he came to New York, and she said, yes, you can come up and meet my family. So he knew from the very first that she had a ready-made family. But that was in 1923. And then, of course, when his first wife died, he and Mother were married.
He didn't want to or couldn't marry again as long as his first wife was alive.
Well, right. Well, Daddy was a Roman Catholic, and he would never have gotten married as long as his wife was alive.
Babe Ruth married your mother on opening day, 1929, at 5:45 in the morning.
That was to avoid... onlookers and the press and so forth and so on. But it didn't make any difference. The word still got out. They managed to get in, the photographers managed to get into the church and take pictures. And there was a crowd outside when they came out, so much for 6:00 in the morning. I didn't even know about it until Mother didn't say a word about it. So I got up, I went to school, and I found about it when I came home.
Did you get to see a lot of the Babe as a baseball player? Did you go to a lot of games?
Yes, I did. I went to a lot of games, and I went on the road, as they used to say, to the Eastern swing and a couple of westerns. And then after I graduated from high school, which was the year that he retired, but it was his last year with the Yankees, and I went to a lot of games that year. And I also made a couple of the so-called Western trips. And at the same time, the Chicago World's Fair was going on. So I went to Chicago, and I just had a wonderful time that summer. It was great.
Babe Ruth was the most famous man in America, maybe the most famous man in the world. He was famously making more money than the President of the United States. Right. What's it like to have an adopted father, your daddy, be that famous?
Well, except for the times when we would all go out for dinner or something or other like that, we never thought about it. We didn't think about it when we were all at home. He was daddy, and we were just like any other family. Really, there was nothing different. When he came home from the ball game, he didn't talk about it.
When you graduated from high school, Babe Ruth gave you a little graduation present, an around-the-world trip.
Well, that was my choice. He wanted me to go to college. He thought that education was just about the most important thing in the world.
Something he himself hadn't had a chance to.
And I think that's probably the reason. But he said, you want to get all the education that you possibly can, because he said, no one can ever take that away from you, and you'll always be able to get a job or do what you want to do. And so he gave me my choice of going to college or making the trip to Japan and then on around the world, and I took the trip.
This is The Front Porch on NHPR. I'm John Walters at the home of Julia Ruth Stevens, resident of Conway, New Hampshire, and the daughter of baseball great Babe Ruth. The Babe started his career as a pitcher and switched over to hitting and became arguably the greatest hitter the game ever saw. But I guess he was actually proudest of his pitching.
Oh, he was very, very proud of his pitching, especially that 29 2/3 scoreless World Series innings that he pitched for the Boston Red Sox. He was very, very proud of that. And you know, now he was really very proud of his pitching record, all of it. He had some good seasons. And when you think about so many of his records being broken today, his pitching record has been broken, his home runs. But, you know, he did it all. And I would love to meet the man someday who does it all, both the pitching and the hitting.
Did he ever talk about the trade going from Boston to New York? That happened well before you knew him, obviously.
No, as a matter of fact, I can't ever remember him talking about it. And it's one of the topics of conversation, has been, I guess, now for about the past maybe 20 years. I don't think it was so much talked about that once in a great while before. But, of course, now, every year that the Red Sox seem to get so close and then even win a pennant, but not the World Series, I think it must have been a baseball writer who coined that curse thing. And they picked it up, and it has just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger every year. It's unbelievable. Of course, I don't believe in it. I do not believe in the curse. Daddy would never have done that, because he would have thought that it would hurt baseball, and he would certainly never have done anything to hurt baseball.
As a player, Babe Ruth is often associated with Lou Gehrig, his fellow great Yankee. Mm-hmm. But at one point, the two families got into a dispute, and they actually didn't speak to each other for several years. How did that happen?
That is very true. And unfortunately, that was Dorothy's fault, because Mom, Lou's mother, invited Dorothy up to visit with her, because she lived in the country, and she thought that Dorothy would enjoy being in the country for a few days and having some good German cooking and so on. And,
Dorothy's your sister.
Yeah, Dorothy was quite small, and I was just the opposite. If anything, I was overweight. I was a big girl, just as I am a big woman. And she went off, she took old things so that she could play outdoors, climb trees, and so forth and so on. Anyway, to make a long story short, the team was on the road. And when Lou came back home, Mom lit into Lou and said, "That Mrs. Ruth, she is so awful. She dresses her daughter Julia in silks and satins, and that poor little Dorothy has nothing but rags to wear." Well, when Lou went to the ballpark the next day, he said to Daddy that what his mother had told him about Dorothy and me, and Daddy said, "You're kidding." And he said, "Oh, no." He said, "I'm very, very serious." So when Daddy got home that night, of course, he told Mother. Well, Mother didn't very often lose her temper. But, oh, boy, I'm telling you something. She hit the roof on that one. And she said, "Well, you tell Lou to tell his mother to keep her nose out of my business, and it is none of hers." So Daddy relayed that message to Lou. Well, Lou said to Daddy, he said, "Don't ever speak to me again off the field."
Well, the family dispute came to an end on Lou Gehrig Day at Yankee Stadium.
Exactly. When Daddy heard about it, they wanted him to come up. And Daddy said, "I'll be there." And they went over and he walked over and threw his arms around Lou and said, "I'm so sorry." And after that, he and Mother used to go up and visit Lou and Eleanor when he became almost housebound. So everybody, I think, was glad that they made up, especially since Lou did not live that long after he was diagnosed with that disease.
You have said that the one great regret, I guess, of Babe Ruth's life is that he never got the chance to manage a Major League Baseball team.
I think that he wanted that more than anything. He really did. It was on his mind, I think, all the time in one way or another, because almost every day when he'd come home from playing golf, whether it would have been a good day or a bad day, he'd first thing he'd say after he said hello was, "Were there any calls?" And Mother would say, "No, not today." And he tried. He really tried. He wrote a couple of letters to various owners. And I don't know whether Colonel Rupert gave the idea that he wouldn't make a good manager because of his early lifestyle. And if he couldn't manage himself, how was he going to manage a ball club? But that wasn't true, because by the time that he retired in 1935, he was living a life pretty much like anyone else. And baseball was his love. I personally have always thought he would have made a great manager, but by and large, and be that as it may, I think he deserved the chance. Give him 1 year, and if he would have failed miserably, why, at least he'd know that he had the chance, and he wouldn't have done any worse than some of the other managers that baseball has known since then.
Babe Ruth died at a fairly young age, 53 years old, after a battle with cancer. In your book, you write about seeing him in the hospital and looking so frail.
Oh, well, he went down to 150 pounds. Now, here was a man who had been up around, 230, 235, and to see him look so thin and so drawn, I don't even like to think about him the way he looked then. I always picture him the way he looked when he was healthy and living life and loving every minute of it.
So do you follow baseball? Are you a baseball fan?
Oh, gee. The only thing, I just haven't been able to sit up for the entire 9 innings of the Red Sox. I'm a Red Sox fan now. Not a Yankee fan anymore. I've been a Red Sox fan now, I'd say, for probably about 5, maybe 6 years. And I just got to the point where I started watching Boston. Of course, my husband's always been a Red Sox fan. But I pulled for the Yankees for years and years after I left New York. But I just got to the point where I thought to myself, and then all this talk about the curse and what have you. So I started watching the Red Sox, and they're a great team. They are absolutely, but I'm always sorry when they go on the road out west, because there's a 3-hour difference. And that means that the games aren't over sometimes until 1 or 1:30 at night, and I just can't stay awake that long. But I watch the Red Sox every single night or day whenever they play, and I'm a big fan.
Well, Julia, thank you very much for your time.
You're entirely welcome. It was a pleasure.
Julia Ruth Stevens, resident of Conway, New Hampshire, and the daughter of Babe Ruth. In 2001, Julia wrote Major League Dad, a book of her memories of Babe and family photographs. It was published by Triumph Books.